Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
In Christ, believers triumph. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and makes manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. 2 Corinthians 2:14. The word triumph is a military term for the parade-like celebration following a victory or successful campaign. It was the highest honor any Roman general and his troops could receive. But there were prerequisites for receiving a triumph. The general had to be physically on the battlefield, and the military campaign must have furthered Rome's worldwide reach. After meeting these requirements, the celebration could begin. Imagine what this might have looked like. With mobs cheering and streets garlanded with flowers, the procession proudly marches to the Capitol. Rome's political leadership leads the way, and musicians and singers follow, heralding the coming entourage. Next, spoils are presented. The white bull comes for a sacrifice. The pagan priests then pass by, swinging censers with the sweet-smelling incense of victory. Walking with heads bowed, war captives are led before the screaming crowds. The exalted commanding general finally passes, clad in a purple tunic, embroidered with gold and riding in a chariot drawn by four stately steeds. Even his relatives proudly parade after him. Finally, his soldiers march past, colored with the ribbons of victory and shouting in unison, "Triumph! Triumph! Triumph!" Paul uses triumph again in Colossians 2:15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the conquering commander. Believers will join his triumphal parade. No matter how hard life may be right now, believer, envision yourself proudly marching in the ranks of those who serve our sovereign Lord and reigning King.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.